You won't see many better games than that in League One, surely.
For the neutral, no. For a manager, yes. Because you want to see the plan evolve and take place. And it didn't, so we ripped the plan up. We had a little bit of a laugh and a joke about it at half-time, actually. The fact that we couldn't make any more mistakes and still be winning, drawing two each. I enjoyed certain aspects of it, and I enjoyed it. And there was times where I just thought, I may as well go home.
But it's a vital point, isn't it, against a leading side in the FL1. Yeah. Rochdale not that far out of the top six now, and with games in hand.
Yeah, games in hand. We can't concede three goals on a regular basis and expect to win football matches. And the mistakes that we're making are quite individual, you know, and that's a shame, really. You know, I'm hoping that the players mature, and I'm not just talking about defenders, I'm talking about midfield players, strikers, you know, because I do expect some of these players to go on and be elite players. But when I look at the DNA of some of the elite players that we've had at this football club, one of them is your mental application, and that's the one thing that I think some of the players have to find very quickly to be elite players.
You are scoring goals, though. That's
scoring
sure,
goals. We've always scored goals. We score loads of goals. Somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, it's not like Keith Hill's side not to score goals. We score goals. It's just, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. We have an attacking intent. We don't play in square boxes. We have like spontaneous, skillful players who play within a framework, you know, and that's where it's difficult for the opposition to stop us. I think that we score skillful goals. I think we're very charitable defensively at times in allowing the opposition to score from an half chance, and that's where we have to be better.
For me, there were some outstanding performances against Millwall. I don't like particularly singling out any players, but Jamie Allen, for me, looked like he was back to his very, very best form.
Yeah, well, from a coach, a manager's point of view, I need to see more discipline in his game. I need to see more structure when the opposition have the ball. I agree he looks very good on the eye, but there's certain things that he's doing in games, and I don't really like talking about players. But from any midfield player, there has to be a real structure to play from. And there has to be a certain area of the pitch that you're covering in and out of possession. And I think that's important for his development, and that's where I'm encouraging him to improve in that area of the pitch.
Finally from me, Keith, you've got a visit to the Proite Stadium on Saturday by Chesterfield. They're a side that are looking doomed. Does that make them any less wanting to get points?
No, because I think that the players will be fighting. I think that the manager fights, Stevie as a coach. And good people, good teams, when they hit rock bottom, they bounce. You know, so we won't be complacent. We're not in good form. I would have thought that they're probably in similar sort of form to ourselves. We've done some brilliant stuff accumulating points in the early part of the season. So I won't disrespect anyone. And I've always said we don't play league positions, we play teams. And we will always respect any opponent.